Welcome, guys, to our first official episode of Ramblings and Remedies. I'm Gina.
And I'm Sabina. So let's start with a question. If we met our 18-year-old selves, will we be surprised by who we are today?
And as the infamous Dr. House used to say, people never change. Do you agree with that? Well, I think we've changed.
And I absolutely agree. I remember wishing there was some blueprint to adulting and the challenges we would encounter, especially back when we met in college as confused 18-year-olds. Do you remember how we were back then?
How could I ever forget that? So in college, I definitely think we were very different from who we are today.
Absolutely.
Our personalities and just the way we carried ourselves was very different. So for me, I was definitely in that weird middle ground of being an introvert and extrovert, probably leaning a little bit more towards introvert. I just really didn't like being around people. I was still outspoken, right? I still said what I wanted to say, but I just didn't like being around other human beings.
Yes, yeah, we definitely knew that back then. I remember we would go for walks around campus, and while Gina was a very introverted but outspoken person, I unfortunately suffer from some social anxiety, and I've always been a pretty reserved and introverted person, but I never really lacked a large friend group or striking up conversations with people.
Listen to me. Okay, listen here. Let me tell you what happens. Every single day we were in school together, we would be walking around campus and just, you know, going wherever we needed to be. People would just come up to her just to talk. And I would be standing there looking at them being like, who are you? Well, why are you talking to her? And you would just stand there and smile.
Oh my gosh. And these poor people, they would like turn to look at you, like go really quiet and be like, bye, pivot and take off. And then when I turn to look at you, you're glaring at them. And it's like,
I was annoyed because I knew you didn't even want to talk to them. I didn't want to be bothered. And every single day without fail, we would have people just come up to say hi.
But today, you're definitely a much more outspoken and sociable person.
I am. I have changed for sure.
Yes, and in a positive way.
In a very positive way. So after college, I took on a risk and packed up my stuff and went to Korea. It was a really big decision for me, but one that was so worth it. People who know me really well, and Sabina know this, the 2 years I was in Korea were the two best years of my life. I did a lot of things I normally wouldn't do. I met so many new people, tried new foods. Just being in a different country forced me to come out of my comfort zone because I had to survive almost there, to be able to successfully thrive, be healthy and function and all that, you need to make changes for yourself. And I did. And it was such a pivotal moment in my own personal development.
100%. I would say 18-year-old Gina would have been totally thrown off by 23-year-old Gina. I remember being so surprised hearing your stories while you're abroad. And then when you're like coming back and you're like, I want to go out and party. I want to go meet people. I want to travel. I want to do these things. It was like an extroverted version of the Gina and a much more confident version of the Gina. Yeah.
That was the biggest part. I gained so much self-confidence because I looked at myself and thought, wow, look at what I've done by myself in this foreign country. I can do that anywhere now. And so coming back to the States, I got a new job as a veterinary technician. I started a fitness journey to really focus on my own health and well-being mental well-being, which is a whole nother story, guys. And I even later on moved down to a different state to help open a gym. It was such a great journey, and I'm still on this journey. And one of the things I can 100% say is I have no regrets about anything I've done.
And that is something that I feel like 18-year-old me and 18-year-old you was always very worried about. We were worried about making mistakes, and that did kind of hold us back.
Oh, absolutely. I think we were afraid about making those mistakes and having to face those consequences, even though now we can see ourselves and be like, if I didn't take those risks, I would have even more regrets, and maybe those same doors would have never opened up.
And you wouldn't have grown as a person, right?
Absolutely. But you, let's talk about you, because you have changed a lot. No, honestly, you have. You are very different from who you were when you were 18.
Yeah, so I agree. I definitely am not so dramatically extroverted and sociable in the way that Gina has like come out of her shell. But I did not, unfortunately, leave the country and go to Korea. I'm sorry for bailing on you. But I did pursue a career as a nurse and then as a nurse practitioner. And part of what happened with me as a young adult in my 20s and now in my 30s is that by interacting with so many different personalities on a day-to-day basis, from people who are very anxious, people who are very frustrated, different careers, different socioeconomic classes, it has really forced me to confront my social anxiety, which I still suffer from. This will be a lifelong journey that I need to deal with, but I have accomplished now as a 31-year-old is I've learned what I like and what I don't like. I'm able to speak up and advocate for my patients. I'm able to speak up and advocate for myself. Is there a significant amount of work I still need to do with establishing boundaries and learning to say no and speaking up? Absolutely. But that's like a lifelong journey. However, I am still very introverted. So working in a job that requires me to socialize and expend so much of myself with other people, on my days off, I need that time alone. I vacation alone. I like to do absolutely nothing on my few days off a week just to kind of recharge and recuperate. And that's okay too. Unlike you, because you actually love socializing.
I do.
And you seem to recharge off of that, right?
Yes. I mean, that's just the difference in our, you know, own personalities. But yeah. I don't think it's bad to want time for yourself, you know, because for you, I can see the changes you went through. And even though you still need that time alone, it doesn't mean that you haven't gotten stronger. You have gotten so much stronger. You've gotten so much more comfortable in your own skin. And you, because of your profession, but not just that, but even in your own personal life, you know that when things have to be said and something is not right, you 100% step up. People don't know this, but I know you and I know that you're crazy and that crazy side can come out.
And I have a very strong sense of doing the right thing. So I would not say I am a nice person, but I try to be a kind person. And in order to be a kind person, you need to learn to speak up, even though it is something that is very stressful for me, even to this day. But compared to how I was when I was 18, when I would keep quiet, and I am ashamed to say that I used to keep quiet, because I was very intimidated. I was terrified of people's reactions. But now at 31, yes, I am a little bit more hesitant to say what I want to say. But I do, because it's the right thing to do, right? And practice makes perfect.
Looking back at everything we talked here today, you can see through all our choices and the goals that we've accomplished, and even being able to do this podcast. These are all things that Sabina and I both had to step out of our comfort zone. So it's evidence. It is proof that people can change. We have changed. I really want people to embrace that change is scary and almost inevitable, but if you can do it, it will become such a strength to you.
Yes. Part of the benefit that Gina and I had is that we did find each other as young adults, teenagers at 18 years old on campus. And so part of what has helped us navigate adulting and pick each other up when we fall is this incredibly strong support system, which we understand that not everyone is privileged to have, which is also part of why we have decided to do this podcast, to kind of introduce you to what it's like to have a, not necessarily a yes man, but a person who will support you regardless of your life decisions and who's there to catch you when you fall. So you're not so scared to take that step.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, we are tough on each other. It's tough love. It's because we care so much that we don't shy away from the truth. Even though the truth can hurt, we want the best for each other. And we want to show people, like Sabrina said, we want the best for you. And we support everything that you guys are going to do and hopefully become who you want to be. Last question. Ask yourself now then, would your past self be surprised by who you ended up to be?
Thanks for listening, and remember to subscribe to wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
And never forget, there are friends, there is family, and there is us. Until next time, bye guys.